Welcome to episode 26 of Learn With Us. Today we're going to talk about how you as a web developer can get into doing TensorFlow.js web development. Now, I started looking at TensorFlow.js around last November when I gave a short talk about data visualization and talked about also how DeepLearn.js will be used as a future in machine learning. Now, obviously, it's been renamed to TensorFlow.js because we now have Google's branding with it. Excuse me, there's an airplane outside. I'll just wait till it flies back. That's the thing with London. You never know what sounds you're going to get outside the window. There's also a bird chirping. We've had about 3 weeks of really hot sunshine, so it's been really, really nice. I'm kind of getting used to the weather now. Okay, let's get back on topic. So when you come to learning TensorFlow.js and machine learning, it's a very large break from web development. A lot of the skills that you have don't really translate into machine learning apart from, you know, data manipulation. You will have to learn a lot of mathematics and go back to almost a drawing board, which is quite difficult. If you haven't thought about maths and looked at equations, it will probably take your brain some time to get back into the swing of things. But there's good news and bad news for us JavaScript developers. So us as JavaScript developers, 2 seconds while I close the window because that blackboard is getting annoying now. I think you probably found a cat or something. So us as JavaScript developers, the good news is that we are experienced in web application patterns and we're used to working in a team, and also the whole infrastructure goes around working with code and JavaScript in a browser. We are experienced with ways to approach efficient algorithms in the browser. We are we're good at testing. We're good at collaboration, working with the greater business. We are programmatically manipulating the data in an application context. So the context should be working with, you know, web, RESTful web services, working with web frameworks, integrating all the data together. Another advantage is, of course, that us as JavaScript developers, the native language of TensorFlow.js is JavaScript. So we don't have to relearn another syntax or how another language works. We're used to JavaScript, we're used to the whole event-driven single-threaded architecture of the language. The guys coming over from Python and other languages, obviously they have to relearn that. So yeah, we've got years of experience with JavaScript, so we don't have to invest that much when it comes to the language. In fact, we don't need to invest hardly anything. One thing we'll have to get used to though with TensorFlow.js is that a lot of the operations are done on the GPU using shader languages and textures, but that's kind of abstracted away from you. You just have to work with a lot of the manipulation with the API of TensorFlow.js. So that's the only thing that's a bit frustrating there. We're also used to working with browser quirks, so where we can, but it's actually becoming less of an issue now because pretty much more people are just using the evergreen browsers. So coming on to the bad news now, it basically takes months, if not years, to get good at data science. There isn't really any shortcuts. The maths is much more complex than your typical web applications. You know, when you're doing a website, you're just manipulating a lot of this data on the page, X and Y coordinates. That's about the most complicated maths that you're going to really do. A lot of maths, you know, for data, if you're using APIs, it's going to be done on the server side. Unless you're making like a game. So the last time that I was making a game, 2D game, was my Space Invaders game. I had a bit of sine and cos to work out the angles of bullets firing. That was the most complicated maths that I've done on the web. But when it comes over to machine learning, if you want to understand a lot of what's going on underneath with algorithms, then you pretty much have to make sure your, you know, late school, first or second year university level maths is up to scratch. Because it's kind of hard to just jump in midway and try to understand it, because it's like a vertical tower knowledge. You have to start each level and work your way up. So also, reverse holds true when it comes to data scientists versus us. they of course will have to learn how to use JavaScript and how to use it in a browser, work with RESTful APIs, build applications. So what I think is going to happen is there's going to be quite a lot of interaction between those guys, the traditional data scientists and the web developer when it comes to deploying TensorFlow.js stuff in the browser. Okay, so where do we get TensorFlow? Where do these libraries of TensorFlow.js come from? Well, there's a large history behind machine learning. There's, people have basically looked at the brain and looked at the action potentials within neurons, how they propagate, and that's kind of had the inspiration of neural networks and deep learning. A lot of stuff that we do in deep learning just requires training in the browser, and especially for images, there's things called like convolutional neural networks, which train over looking at features of higher detail. That's kind of like what the brain does. I'll put a link to it on the show notes what convolutions is. So in order to get into TensorFlow.js, there's some really good resources. There's a guy, there's this thing called the Coding Train, and I've put a link to that on the show notes. There's also Coursera by Andrew Ng in a course on machine learning. And then also I have some videos as well on my channel, YouTube channel, Quantum Information. There's also a Discord server, which I've put a link to on the show notes. So you can join there and you come talk to us about TensorFlow.js and also TensorFlow in a Discord environment. Discord is a nice way to communicate. It's actually made for gamers to communicate while they're playing games, but pretty much lots of other communities have been moving towards Discord rather than using Slack. Discord gives you pretty much unlimited space and not really caps on users, and also you can be more flexible with the moderation. So TensorFlow.js, you can actually use it with any framework. It's just like having a library import. You can use it with vanilla.js, React, Ember, Vue, jQuery, etc. I think what will happen is that because a lot of us JavaScript developers are not experts yet in machine learning, the data scientists are going to work with quite closely with us just to get models imported from Python into TensorFlow.js or constructing their models within TensorFlow.js. When it comes to actually looking at the API for TensorFlow.js, there's like two levels of it. There's like a low level API where you can construct a lot of the operations at a low level, and then there's a sort of the high level API called Layers. In Python, the high level API was called Keras, but they've called it the Layers API. And the Layers API allows you to make neural networks a lot quicker than it would today to do with the low level operations. Go check out those videos on YouTube, that'll really help understand what the different ways are. There's also a book you can learn, go to, that's called Deep Learning Book, which is free. That's a very large book, but if you want to get really deep into understanding about deep learning concepts, that'll be quite helpful. When it comes to machine learning, a lot of the principles, they work the same across any programming language. So when you're learning, say, a book that was written a few years ago, it isn't explicitly about TensorFlow.js, but the mathematics that you learn there is, pretty much the same as it's implemented within the TensorFlow.js library. Let me just shut down the silly browser noises here. Okay, so as I've said, go onto YouTube. There's the Coding Train is really good. And there's also a nice blog called Towards Data Science, and that explains a lot of machine learning concepts as well. I'll leave a link to that. There's also the Google Groups that you can go on to ask questions about TensorFlow.js. It's groups.google.com. I'll leave a link to that. Quite helpful. I've read a few of the questions on there. There's also the TensorFlow.js examples repository. I've actually spent more time on those examples than any other one. I've put a link to the show notes. There's example, all sorts of examples there, from basic ones to convolutions to, it's just a great way to see how to use it practically. Now, I will give you a word of warning. The examples are pretty condensed, and a lot of times you're going to have to do a lot of self-research because, you know, the examples are quite concise and not everything is explained, as it kind of assumed that you have a machine learning knowledge there. But it's certainly possible, and I will actually be following some of the examples on my YouTube channel. I've already started one of the, you know, the polynomial regression one, and also the iris classification demo videos. Also, Twitter has lots of useful information. There's lots of people putting examples on the Twitter hashtag. I'll leave a link to that. And you can find the latest news from people that publish their findings and experiments there. Okay, well, thanks for listening to episode 26. I hope that gives you a taster of how you can get started with learning TensorFlow.js. Look forward to, you know, continue to grow more and more into this machine learning area. And I will be having more examples in this podcast of what I'm trying to do with TensorFlow.js. Thanks very much, and don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, and that will be very much appreciated. And if anyone wants to come to one of my workshops, I'll leave a link to that event in London coming up this week, on the 16th of July. And we'll be doing more workshops as well around that area. Thanks very much. See you next time. Bye.